The EPA has named Canadian National Railroad, the Soo Line Railroad, XL Energy, and the city of Ashland is liable to pay the cleanup costs up to $97 million. Ashland Mayor Bill Whelan says they've been bracing for this and will try to keep their share down. Otherwise, Whelan says getting choice waterfront property clean for development will be a boon for them.
It is nice to know because we're able to move forward with our plans now.
EPA project manager Scott Hansen says there will be 120 days for all sides to hash out who will pay what. But after more than 20 years between the state and feds trying to clean things up, this is significant.
Which is a great thing, because then we can start designing, you know, get some work done at the site. You know, that's the whole goal, is to make sure that we're making this area protective for the human health and the environment. I think that's our overall goal. So the sooner we can get that done, the better. We're getting there.
Buoys along that part of Shawamigan Bay warn people of chemical contamination, so swimming and boating is not allowed there. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.